Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches. We're on Daf Yud Ches. We're on the top line. Today we'll learn the Ilu Nishmas
Et
the Bas Yoshua, whose yard set is today, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So, yesterday we had a question. The question was, how do you know that if a Kohen doesn't have, not wearing the Begadim, how do you know if he's not wearing the Begadim, it's a problem. It can't do the Avodah. And if he does the Avodah is puzzle. How do you know that? So we brought a pasuk that said, "V'chagarta osam avneit." He should wear the avneit, and he should wear the bell. Everything he should wear. And then it says, "Where is it? Yeah, that v'hoyselahem kuhuna l'chugas olam." And then you're a kohen. So what do you see? If you're wearing the begadim, you're a kohen. If you're not wearing the begadim, you're not a kohen.
Well, you're a kohen,
but you don't have the status of the kuhuna. You can't do avoda.
So then the
Gemara says that's not where we learn it from. It's a gzeir shava. Chuka from Shtuya Yayin. Just like a Shtuya Yayin can't do Avoda, how do you know a Shtuya Yayin can't do Avoda? Just like a Shtuya Yayin can't do Avoda, and if he does the Avoda, it's puzzle, so too, it says Chuka there, it says Chukas Olam by clothing, so you see, it's a Gzeir Shava. So the Gemara says, so which one is it? Which one is it? So the Gemara says, Imei Hasam, if he only would have had the Gzeir Shava, Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, that when is it that true? That Hani Mili Avoda Dazar the Chayaval of Misa. I would have thought that the only Avoda that are going to become puzzle if you're not wearing the Begadim is the Avodos that a Zar is Chayav Misa for. What does that mean? A Zar is not allowed to do Avoda. A Yisrael is not allowed to do Avoda. However, he's only Chayav Misa on four Avodos. He's not allowed to do anything, except for Shechita. But he's Chayiv Misa only on four Avodos. What are the four Avodos? Rashi says, the four Avodos are Zrika, Zrika Sadam, Haktaras Emurim, Nisach Hamayim, on Sukkis, and Nisach Hayayim. So there's only four Zoras Chayiv Misa. What about Kabbalah Sadam? Not allowed to do that? Not Chayiv Misa on that. What about some other Avodah? Not Chayiv, be busy with the Lechem upon him on Shabbos? You're not Chayiv Misa for that. Only those four. So I would have thought, I don't know why I would have thought this, I would have thought that if we're not wearing the begadim, he's only chayiv misa, he's only pasul if he's doing one of those four avodos, not wearing the begadim. But, if he's doing a different avod and not wearing the begadim, I would have thought it's not so bad. After all, it's harder than a misa for that. So it's not so bad. Because when you're not wearing the big kahuna, you're like a czar. Yes, it is. Because he's not wearing the big kahuna, he's like a czar.
Okay.
Yeah? So I would have thought only by those avodos. Aval avodos she'ein czar chayevel of misa aim a low. But if it's an avoda that a czar is not chayev misa, aim a low.
Right?
Look at Rashi. Aval avodos she'ein czar chayevel of misa. It's like, I don't know, 10 lines. You know what? Let's do the first Rashi. Hava mina hani mili, the third wide line on top. De mechali avoda, be mechuz begadim. When do you passel avoda? When's your avoda no good? If you're mechuz begadim. Bavoda shazar chayev alav misa. Only on those four avodas where a zar would be chayev misa. Why? Kedichsi bahu kra. Bavoachem al olomoid velo tamusu. Bavoda shiesh bo chayev misa. Lepolsam akasam bedaber. That's only on a voda where somebody is a czar, it's misa. The ein and el arba avodos, only a four of them. Zrika, haktara, nizachamayim, vayayim. Kedalfinu perak beis, beseda yuma. Thank you. Like we're going to learn in perak beis, like we learned in perak beis in Masechtas Yuma. Me avodaschem, avodas, matana, fine. Vazar karav yumas, avodas, matana, v'lo avodas, siluk. Only avodas, matana, not avodas, siluk. Siluk means to end. Not an ending avoda, whatever that means. So over there, the Gemara derives only four avodas of Zoros Chayiv Misa. I would have thought, va'avadatem avoda tama, va'avoda sheish achrei avoda, kigon kabbalah halachu kmitza. None of those avodos are they have more avodas afterwards. Those are not Chayiv Misa. V'chal chiyav misa pepsule avodas mizaros kaminan. All psulim, Mr. Freud, all psulim are learned out from Zar. Every pasul is learned out from Zar. So there, no, that means either kiddanan. Perak Basra, Hakomets, Vakolel, Vabolel, Vayotzek, Vamakabel Domim. All these avodos. The ain lahem lo mishum zarus, lo mishum tuma, lo mishum bechusa begadim, lo mishum lochets yadayim v'raglayim. Alma bizar gomrina. So you see, you learned it out from Zar. So I would have thought, just like everything was out from Zar, but Zar's only chayim misa in four avodos. Only those four avodos. If you do it without wearing the begadim, it's a problem. But any other avoda, next Rashi. Aval avoda she ain zar chayav olav misa. Maybe the mechusa begadim did not ruin the carbon. That's why it says the other pasuk. No, that you're going to be a kohen. When are you a kohen? When you're wearing the avod. When you're wearing the begadim. What if you're not wearing the begadim? Anything he does is no good, right? Not does those exactly. You're called a zar. Even for any avoda, and you're not wearing the begadim, you consider it a zor. You're not a zor, you're a kohen. But you consider it a zor for any avoda you do, any small avoda. Ubazar ashkan chilul, a zor batches it up. V'lo chilik ben avoda sheish b'misa l'avoda sheim b'misa. It doesn't make a difference what kind of avoda. A zor can't do any avoda. Okay, he's only chay misa on those four. Why? It's a whole gemara there in Besechta's Yuma. But a kohen here, that's why we have two sources. Any avoda he does when he's not wearing the begadim is a problem. He's going to be mechal the right? Kamash Malan comes along, two sources, back in the Gemara now, to tell you what, that any avoda he does is a problem. Ashkechon mechusav agadim. That's good. Now, I learned that about mechusav agadim. Shtuy yayin menolan. How do I know shtuy yayin is a problem? He can't do avoda when he's shtuy yayin. How do I know that? Isya chuka mi mechusav agadim. It's a gzeir shava. The gzeir shava we just said before. Chuka mi avoda. The Gemara says, Vatana ulahavdil bain kodesh l'chol. That was what we said yesterday. That yayin v'shecher al teisht ulahavdil bain kodesh v'bein achol. What kind of question is Gemara asking now? How do you know that a shtuy yayin can't do avoda? It's a verse of pasuk. The pasuk said ulahavdil bain kodesh v'bein achol. Where's that pasuk by shtuy yayin? A kohen can't be drunk. Separate from the Kodesh Avoda, from the non-Kodesh Avoda. You're drunk, it's non-Kodesh. You're not drunk, it's Kodesh. What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara asks, ask a Chal Mechusa Begadim. Now I have a Makar for Mechusa Begadim. How do I know that a Shtuya Yayin also bashes up the Avoda? Says the Gemara. The Gemara's answer is Yechuka Chuka Be Mechusa Begadim. It's a Gzeira Shafel. Says the Gemara. V'atana Lahavdil. It says Lahavdil. That's by Shtuya Yayin. V'kanasiv Lei. For Kanasivla. It's the Beferish Apostle. What did Xer Shava for? It's the Beferish Apostle. The Apostle says, Lahavdil, stay away from that. Right?
What's the punishment for drinking and for serving while you're intoxicated? Is that
Misa? I think so.
Yeah. How mean would you?
It might be Misa B'dei Shemayim. I don't know if Besen's going to, I don't know, I don't think so.
But how mean is that you get Misa, but the thing would be...
Correct. So the more answers, no. Mekame de Lamekam Xer Shava. First, how do they translate this in English? What? Mekame de lemekam de likum gzereshava. Before, right? Yeah. So the answer, I'm not sure what this means. Before we originally we thought it was gzereshava. But the pasuk says that. So what do you need Gzeir Shava for? Don't answer the question. What did Gemara answer?
Gzeir Shava, you don't need the pasuk anymore.
But what kind of thing is that? Once we have the Gzeir Shava, I don't need the pasuk anymore. Why not? Why is the Gzeir Shava better than a pasuk? I don't understand that.
The pasuk is more direct.
I know. So you would think a pasuk. It has a preferish of the pasuk. Oh, I'm learning it out from Gzeir Shava. But it's a preferish of pasuk. I'm not sure what that means.
You can't learn on Gzeir Shava unless you have a pasuk.
No. The pasuk says black and white. No, the pasuk says black and white. That if a shtuya yayin lahavdil ben hakodesh ben achol, which implies very strongly that if you do it, it's pasul. So the Gemara asks, how do I know it's pasul? Oh, it's a gzeir shav from b'chus of begadim. What do we need gzeir shav for? It's a pasul.
Because you want it for all the avodas.
What?
Gzeir shav includes all the avodas.
Okay. Anyway, v'atana b'chus of begadim hu dekayalef b'shtuya yayin. Just the opposite. Mechusa begadim was learned out of shtuya yayin, not the other way around. Right? The other way around. Just like shtuya yayin is a puzzle, then we knew that begadim is also a puzzle. Now the Gemara says, how do you know Shnu Yayin is puzzle? We learn that from Mechus and Begadim. That's not true. It's all the way around. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, you're right. Minayin, Shalom Nechleku. How do you know there's no difference in Mechus and Begadim, the Shnu Yayin, the Shalom Rachas, the Dayan Varaglayim? How do you know they're all the same halachas? Talmud Lomar, Chuka Chuka, Luxeir Shava. It's Xeir Shava. Very simple, it's Xeir Shava. Now, Ella, Lahavdil, Lomali. So why does it say Lahavdil? What do we need that? Why did the Torah say that? Why did the Torah write that? To separate from Kodesh and Chol? We don't need that. We have a Gzira Shavah that teaches me the exact same thing. So the Gemara says, look at the Rav. It's for Rav's vort. The Rav, lo mukim amora ale miyoma tova lechavre mishom shichwas. Rav wouldn't let people that drunk on Yontif paskin chalas. What does paskin chalas have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is nothing. But Rav learned the lahalacha that just like someone who's shtuyayin can't serve in the avodah, so too someone who's shtuyayin can't have any position of authority. So on Yontif, when they have more besimcha and marbiyayin and they're a little bit tipsy, they can't paskin things. That's what Rav made a psak. Why? That's what he did with that pasuk. Fine, very good. Now, vakati still. Mehacha nafka, that's where you learned it all out from, that a bechus of a gadim, mehasam nafka. It's over here. It says, v'nasnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen, b'kihuno. Right? They have to be in their state of kahuna. Limit al-kohen gadol, shalavash bigde kohen hedyot. If the kohen gadol's not wearing the other four begadim, he's only wearing the kohen hedyot four. Avod vavar v'avar, and he did avoda. Avod asa psula. I have another makar. How many makars do I need for this? So the Gemara says, Imei Hasam, if you only had that Makar over here that we just said, that you have to be Bikihuno in the Begadim, Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Avoda Dima Akva Kapara. It's only an Avoda, where the Kapara is dependent on that Avoda. Aval Avoda Delom Akva Kapara, but if it's not low, then I would have said that it's not a problem. So therefore, I have the other Makaros, that's still a problem. Rashi says, the Rashi of Imei Hasam. It's almost where the lines get wide again. It's like the last Rashi before the lines, very long Rashi. The last Rashi before the lines get wide. Rashi says, Imei Hasam. Mivahaisilahem kahuna, that pasuk, that you have to be a Kohen, and that means you can't have any, you have to be wearing the begadim. Imei Hasam. Mivahaisilahem kahuna, have mukimna le lahu bavoda hamakevas hakapara. I would have thought that's only true for an avoda. Where the kapara is dependent, if that avoda is not done, there'll be no kapara. That's what I would have thought. For example, like we said before, the shiore hadam has to be poured down the yisod of the mizbeach. Right. What if you don't do that? It doesn't affect your carbon one iota. It's something you have to do. It doesn't affect your kapara. So if what if a kohen did that without wearing the begadim? I would have thought it's a big deal, right? Aval nesinat eish shel hedyot the mitzvah ba'almihi. Rashi is like putting the fire on the Mizbeach. Okay, it's a mitzvah to do that. That affects your carbon. No shaykhus to your carbon. There was already a fire that came down from heaven anyway, so what do you have to put the fire on the Mizbeach for? Because you have to do a human act, even though Hashem's doing his act. Okay, what does that have to do with your kapara? Nothing. So what if a kohen wasn't wearing begadim when he did that? I would have thought, ooh, that's terrible. I would have thought, that's not so bad. None of the kapara anyway for that. Nothing to do with you. That's basic English things. Thank you. Right? Ema lo tiboy begadim. I would have said you don't need begadim for that. Kamash malan. Benosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen. Eish. Lachi k'ziv hacha. Chisorim begadim. L'meilaf. Da'af avoda she'enu mechutz ha-kapara. Even if it doesn't require, even if the avoda has nothing to do with your kapara. De'i avad Aaron b'bigdei hedyot. Lav shaper avad. If he did it when he was wearing b'bigdei hedyot, it's not good. I don't know why Rashi had to pick a whole long Rashi on something that's so apparently so, like, this is a simple havamina. I would have thought it, right? Vaha, leka lemifrach, le mahai. Okay, stop there. Right? So that's why we need that's why I have another pasuk. I would have thought it's only for ma'akev avodas. No, it's for any avoda. Ma'akev kapara, I mean. Now the Gemara says, there's another pasuk that we learn out that kahana have to wear begadim. V'akati mihacha nafka. V'akati mihacha nafka, mihacha nafka. So another pasuk. It says, V'archu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim, et hanetachim, that would arrange all the pieces of the karbanos, hakahanim bekihunan, right? Because the question is, why does he have to say varchu bnei Aaron hakohanim? Actually, just bnei Aaron. Why is he hakohanim? Oh, they have to be a kohanim. What does that mean? We're in the begadim. Another makar. Mikahan lekohen hedyot shlovash big day kohen gadol va'avad avodas apsula. Some kohen hedyot puts on the tzitz. So he wants to be fancy. It's puzzle. He's not a kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, no, if I only would have had that pasuk, have, I mean, I would have thought, hani mili, what is that word, next word? Chisav. I would have thought, that's only, chisur. That, but that's only if you have too few begadim.
You're lacking.
Avol yitor, what if you put on more begadim? Low, I would have thought that's not a problem. Come on, no. Let's say you're wearing a tzitzis. You're wearing four begadim, and you're wearing the fifth begad. You're wearing tzitzis. I asked that yesterday. I don't know. Who talks about that?
Or
right, so yarmulke, you don't have to worry. You're wearing a hat.
Yes, yes.
He's wearing a hat. His head's covered. They asked that kasha. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Yuma, that when they would have a lottery, right, they would have a lottery. Who's doing the, what's it called today? Right. Who's doing the Ketoris today? What would they do?
They run up to Kibbutz.
No, they would have a lottery. Everybody who wanted to do it would stand in a circle. Everybody would put out fingers,
right.
And the Mishnah says one kohen would take off his hat, and that's how they would start with this guy who took off his hat. So the question is, where his head's uncovered? He's standing there without his head being covered, so he's not walking. He's a whole alumnus of yarmulkes is Nakamura about that. So the lachori wasn't wearing a yarmulke because he can't wear extra begadim. So I would have thought that's only by less, but by more, it's not a problem. Kamash Malon, it's also a problem. Okay. It doesn't, because we're going to talk about now band-aids. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan. Now, the big day kahuna had to, what's called, fit. Mido bad. Had to be fit. So what if it was too long on you, and it looked very schlumpy, right? So, is that good?
Take it to your tailor,
right? So Tana Rabbanan. Hayu mirushalin. If it was dragging, it's too long, the pants. They're dragging on the floor. Misulakin, or they're too short. Too short. Sometimes you see kids in shul, you know, the parents didn't let the pants down, they're too short. So the kids grew. So, but usually adults don't grow. So they made it too short. So the answer is, or mishuchakin, or it's worn out. So I get a new pair of pants, you know, it's worn out already, wearing them for 50 years. Or v'avad avodaso, kshira. It's kosher. Right? It's kosher. Why is it kosher? Says Rashi, on the second to bottom line, Afagaf tzitziv mido bad, shetehei kimido so, it should fit you, as mitzvah ba'almahu, for lo la'akev. That's what's a lechachila. B'di'evet, it's not possible. That's, who said that? The Tanakama. We have a lot of shitas now, about all this. A lot of shitas. It's very confusing. Lavash shnei michnasayim. What if you wear two pairs of pants? It's cold morning, so you wear long underwear, put a pair of pants on top of that. Shnei avnetim, two belts. Chaser achas, yiter achas. You're missing one, you have an extra one. Oshahaisal or tia almakas besaro, you have a band-aid on your wound. Tachas begadav, under the begadim. Not like on the back of your hand. But like on your elbow. If you have a band-aid, oh! Shahayu mitushtoshin, or your clothes are dirty. Oh! Mikuroin, or they're ripped. All these cases. V'avar avodasa psula. Davodas puzzle. Who said this? A different Tana. A different anonymous Tana. Okay? The same Tana, really. Doesn't contradict anything. Correct. We're going to get to that. Correct. You have to make sure it doesn't get dirty. You would have thought, someone says that here. You would have thought that's okay. Because it's part of the Avoda.
Right.
Not that it got dirty because you went playing in the mud. Not that. It got dirty from the blood. So I would have thought that's a Shevach.
Right.
A mamash doing Hashem's work. No, that's a problem. Okay, we'll get to that. Yeah.
So we say if it was too big or too small, it's okay.
Right.
But only it's a problem if it's a less or more begadim.
Correct. Now, that's Tanakama. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Miru Shalin Kshirin. That's the same. If they're too long, it's okay. If they're dragging, it's okay. Misulakim Tzulin. But if it's only if it's too short, it's puzzle. That goes against the brisa. I v'atanya misulokin k'sherin. We just said it was kosher. Amar Rami bar Chama lo kasha. No, it's not a kasha. Kan, when the Mishnah said it's kosher, really it fits you. Really it fits you. So why is it too short? Because exactly shesilchan al de'avnet. It's short because you have the belt. Your pants got hitched up a little bit because you're wearing a belt. That's how really they fit you. Why do they look too short? Well, the guys were too short. They should let it down an inch or two. No, it's the belt made it go higher. That's okay. Right? Khan, when Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, said it's puzzle, the left Nahu may kara klal. It's too short. It's too short. So even the Bryson would agree with that. When the Bryson said if it's too short, it's kosher, that he meant because the belt is making it too short. But really, it fits you. What about the too long? Now we'll get to that. Rav Amar, Rav said, Echad zeh, v'echad zeh, psulin. Both of them are puzzle. Now, Rav's also going against now the Brisa, because the Brisa said both are kosher. Okay, so the one, if it's too short, we got out of that. We explained that's where the belt is. What about if it's too long? So, Rav Huna, Ikli la Argiza, he went to this town called Argiza, Rami Le Bar Ushbizchine, the son of the innkeeper, asked him, Mi Amar Shmuel, Mirushalim Ksherin, Musalakin Psulin? Did Shmuel really say that? That if it's too long, it's okay, but if it's too short, it's not okay? Did Shmuel really say that? Now, what'd we answer? We answered, no, he did say that, but the belt the belt made it not a problem. Votanya, Musalakin Ksherin. But I learned the brisa that says that if it's too short, it's okay. How can Shmuel say it's not okay? Right? Amale bar mina dahi. That's not a kasha, because dashniya Rami bar Chama. Rami bar Chama answered it already. What was his answer? No, Shmuel meant that it's too short because it's too short. That's a problem. But the Mishnah, the brisa meant it's too short because the avnei made it too short. El Rav kasha. You know, he says to this boy, the son of the innkeeper, want to ask me a good kasha? Ask me a Rav. Rav doesn't make any sense. The bride said they're both good. Rav said they're both no good. A Rav kasha, that's a kasha. Right? Now, v'chi tema. You want to tell me the same answer. My mirushalin misulakin ayde avnate. You want to tell me that's both because of the avnate? Right?
How can it be long because of
what?
How can it be longer because of the avnate? It could be shorter, I understand. How can pasha be longer?
I mean, if it's dragging on the ground, you could lift it up and...
That's what I'm saying.
No.
It could be shorter, but it can't be longer.
So that's what the... one second. Right. It's too long. It's too long.
Right.
So why is it kosher? Why did the Mishnah say it's kosher? Because you made it... You tucked it into the avnate.
Right.
You tucked it into the avnate.
Right.
So really... So therefore, really, it is too long. It's
right.
too long.
Right.
But why did the Mishnah say it's good? Because you tucked it into the avnet, so you made it fit.
Make it shorter.
So you make it shorter. Rav said, and what did Rav say?
Rav said both ways.
Rav said that the case is, you didn't tuck it into the avnet.
Right.
So therefore, it's mamash too long, it's puzzle.
Right.
He says here, v'chi tema, you want to give that answer? You want to give that answer for Rav? My mirushalin, what does it mean it's too long? Misulakin ayide avnet. That it's too long because the avnet comes and fixes it. Really, it's too long. But the avnet came, you tucked it into the avnet, so therefore it's good. So, the avnet megas ugiz, and the avnet will make it as if it fits now, because
right.
I tucked it in. So el misulakin kasha. Then it's a kasha on the too short. No, on the too short. Rav said they're both puzzle.
Oh, Rav. Yeah.
Rav said they're both puzzle. But the Mishnah said they're both good. Right? So he says to the innkeeper's son, you want to ask me a good kasha? Rav doesn't make any sense. Now, you want to tell me that Rav's going to give the following answer. When the Mishnah said it's kosher, when it's too long, the Mishnah meant you tucked it into your belt.
Right.
I'm talking about, you didn't tuck it into you, you tucked it into your belt. Tuck it too long. It's puzzle. How are we going to answer the too short? Rav said, the Mishnah said it's too short, it's good. Rav said it's no good. What's the case? How are you getting out of that?
He didn't tuck it into his belt, so it was too short.
What?
He tucked it in, so it was too
short.
I don't know, whatever.
That's how you answer that. Doesn't make any sense. So Rav Huna, who went to the inn, whose son answered, the God of the door came, let me go bother him with kashas, right? So that's not a good kasha. You want to ask me a good kasha? Ask me Rav. You want to answer the Rav's talking about that the Mishnah, the Brisa said that too long is no is good because he tucked it into the belt. Then how would Rav say, then Rav said if you don't tuck it into its puzzle, then what about if it's too short? How are we going to make Rav make sense? So, Amar of Zera, Rav Chazatani. The answer is, Rav taught one thing. Not two things, one thing. Mirushalim, if it's too long, Shesilkan Ayyadei Avnet, Kasher. That's all Rav didn't say both. He said, well, it's too long, but you made it too short. That's okay. Right?
You made it to fit.
That's okay. Right? That's all Rav said. So therefore, not a problem. So now, at the end of the day, we have over here, according to this there are four shittas now in the story here, it's too long and too short. If it's made too short or too long, everyone holds its puzzle. It's too short, too long, puzzle. There's no shaila about that. Everyone agrees to that. They don't fit you. If they're too long, right, then he says over here, Rav said it's puzzle, Shmuel said it's kosher. Okay. Now, what if you fix it? You tuck them into the belt, and either way, that'll be okay. Fine. Very good.
So do you really have four? You really have one sheet. Then?
What?
You really have one sheet.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, everyone agrees. Right.
Too short.
Everyone agrees if you adjust them, they look okay, then it's okay.
The only one that sounds puzzle is if it's too short, there's nothing you can do about it. If it's too long, you can tuck it in.
And if you don't tuck it in, it's puzzle.
Puzzle.
Right. Okay, we'll leave it simple like that. Fine. We'll leave it like that.
Over here
I know, because it's complicated. We're doing it the easy way.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Amar of Yirmiyah Midifti. Mirushalin, what if they're too long? Shalo Silkon. And you didn't make it shorter. You didn't tuck it into your belt. So now, Tanoihi. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. So I'm going to say it's good. Why? Titania, listen to this. Listen to this Gemara here. So it says like this. It says, Al Arba Kanfos Kisuscha. Your shirt, if it has four corners, it has to have tzitzis on it.
Right?
Arba, it has to have four. Filo shalosh. What if it has three corners? Are you chayav in tzitzis?
No.
What if it has five corners? O eino ela arba velo chamesh. Maybe it only has to have four. What if it has five? Then you also potter? No. Kishu omer, asher techasebo, haribalas chamesh amur. No, it says asher techasebo. So anything more than four, yechayev, which is the halacha. If you have a garment with more than four corners, you have to put tzitzis on. Right?
Yeah, only on four of the corners.
No. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, why don't you put tzitzis on a jacket that has a lapel? It's a corner. The Mishnah Berurah already discusses that. They had jackets back then, right? Abraham Lincoln also wore a jacket. Had a lapel.
Right.
So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, why you don't have to put tzitzis on those? Because it's not at the bottom. He has a whole discussion. The point is, l'chari, you have to. If you had such a baguette, right? That's why a bekisha that has a slit in the back is always rounded, because otherwise you'll have more than four corners. Because you have two in the front, and in the back there are four more. Oh.
Two more.
Yeah,
two in the front. Two in the back.
That's not a good case. I'm sorry. That's not a good case. If you have such a baguette with extra corners, I don't know, made a funny baguette. You have to put in each one. So how do
they don't
want to put this on a baguette. Right. I made a mistake. I thought that the slit made it into four in the back. It's not true.
Jackets which have slits on the back.
Right.
Then you have six corners.
But the fronts are always rounded.
So the fronts are always rounded.
Right. Well, they round them, yeah. Anyway, Amani Mekayim, so, I'm sorry. If it says anything you cover has to have even five. So Amani Mekayim Arba, why does it say four? If it's any amount of corners, have to have tzitzis. Why do I say four? Because arba v'lo shalosh, four, not three. So four is the minimum. Four is the minimum.
So what are you saying that, side point, any manufacturer of a suit rounds it off because the Jews have to wear tzitzis?
No. The only a bekisha, only Jews wear that.
Well, let's say you have a suit jacket that has a slit, and then you have six.
So the answer is, you don't have a problem because I think the slit's not tall enough. By a bekisha, they're deeper.
The slit's not big enough.
Right. Anyway, says the Gemara, what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with a beggar that's too long? Because you see that if something is a beggar with four corners, it's chayav and tzitzis. What about five corners? Also chayav and tzitzis. Once it becomes more chayav, it stays chayav. So too, once the garment fits you, If it's too long, it can't become pasul. That's what we're trying to get at. So now, yes.
But if it's too long, that's not.
We're gonna. Umay reisa l'rabos balas chamesh l'hosi balas shalosh. Why am I saying five? You have to put on tittus and three not. Why? So the answer is very simple. Marbani balas chamesh. A reason I'm going to say five is yes tittus. Sheyesh bechlal chamesh arba. Because in five you have four.
Correct.
Umotzi ani balas shalosh she'ein bechlal shalosh arba. When you have three, I didn't get to the shir yet. I only have three. So why should I be chayiv and tittus? Once I have four, I'm chayiv. Now I have five. Well, I still have four. The four didn't go away. So I'm still chayiv. Okay? Now, v'tanya iduch, another braisa learned, al arba kanfos k'schuscha, arba v'loch shalosh, arba v'loch chamesh. Not three, not five, only four. So my lav, b'hakam iflugi, what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? So they're arguing about the following. Demar Savar, the one who said that five is pater, right? Holds like this. Yeser, if it's more than four, kiman de ithya dummy. It's as if it's there. What does that mean, as if it's there? Says Rashi right here, Mar Savar, man de pater balas chamesh. The one who says if you have five corners, you're pater in tzitzis. Why? Savar, lo minon yeser kiman de letha dummy. We don't say as if it's not here. Ella kiman de ithyahu. It is here. Velo karinan le bas arba. If you say, how many corners does this garment have? You're not going to tell me it has four plus another one. It has five. It has five. Therefore, it's not a four-corner garment. It's very simple. It's not a four-corner garment. It's a five-corner garment. On a five-corner garment, there's no tzitzis. Only four-corner garment. That's how he looks at it. This Tana. He looks at a four-corner... It's not a four-corner garment. Why? Because the fifth corner is here. It's not an unreasonable thing to say.
Well, you could also say there are four corners plus the fifth.
So he doesn't look at it like that. That's the other one. Uman de Mechayev. The one who says, Yechayev in a far-corner garment, Svirle, Yitur, Kaman, the Lesed Dami. I don't care how many corners there are. I have four corners? Chayev and Tzitzis. I have 12 other corners? So what? So what? I have four-corner garment. So they have Machlokas, how to look at it. Right? Kaman, the Lesed, Lahai, Chamishi. Now Rashi throws it, Vigabe, Mirushalim, Nami. If it's too long, Lo, Have, Yitur, Begadim. It doesn't ruin the beged. I have a beged that fits me. Okay, but it's too long, so it doesn't really fit. How do you look at that extra 2 inches? How do you look at it? The same way you look at the four and five corners is how you look at the beged that's too long. You hear that? Umar Savar, Kiman de Lesa Dami. Right? What does that mean? I view the extra corners as if they're not here. Now, what do I have? A four-corner garment. Yeah, but I have an extra corner. So what? So this pants fit him? Yeah, they fit him. Either it's a little too long. So what? Same idea. Now that flies in the face of Mido Bad. Right? That's a good kasha. You have to say Mido Bad means that. Hard to say it means that. Right? Because you wouldn't go to a chasana with a suit that's 3 inches too long. You wouldn't do that. Why? Because you look silly. And say, well, you tell your wife, no, your pants don't fit you, they're too long. No, they fit, but there's an extra... You don't say that.
I'm wearing a cocktail.
Right, you don't say that. It's a funny comparison. It's a funny comparison. By Hilchas Tzitzis, how do you view the garment? It's four corners, plus another corner. So, okay, it doesn't take away from the four corners. The other man says, sure it does. It's not a four-corner garment anymore. It's a five-corner garment. It's a funny... Yeah, so here the Gemara says, lo, no, the kulia, right? Umar Sever, command the lesnar. Lo, the kuliyama, command the ishidami. Everybody holds. Of course it's here. Shiny hacha, the rabbi rachman ashet the chasaba. It says an extra thing ashet the chasaba. In other words, the machlokas by tzitzis has nothing to do with the machlokas by whether or not you can have long begadim or not. Nothing to do with each other. Why is a five beged garment chayav and tzitzis? Because it said ashet the chasaba. However you're going to cover yourself. Five, six, seven. Now what about three? No, not three. It says four. Minimum is four. Now, for Idach, The other man, the Amar, who said a five-cornered garment is not good. Hi, Asher Techaseba, my Ovid Lay. What do you do with the Techaseba? What do you do with that? Says the Gemara, Mibayla, look at the Tanya. I need it for the following part. It says, Re'isimoso, Prat Luxus Laila. Excludes, it's a machlokas or Luxus Laila beads. Some say it means pajamas, machlokas Mishonim. Some say it means pajamas. Others say it means anything you're wearing at night. So once night comes,
The clothes you're wearing at night.
Why? It's night. I can't see them. Oh, Eino Ella Pratlok Suma. Maybe it means a blind person who can't see. It says a Re'isim, so you have to see the tzitzis. No. Kishor Mashar Techaseba, Harek Susuma Omer. That already talked about a Susuma. Hamani Mekayim Re'isim, so Pratlok Sus Laila. Excludes a Sus Laila. We'll say pajamas. Umay Raj Larabos Susuma Losik Sus Laila. Why is a Suma Chayiv and tzitzis and a Sus pajamas and not Chayiv and tzitzis? Why? Marba Nix Asuma, I'll make Asuma Chayiv and tzitzis. You know why? Sheyeshna Beria Eitzel Acherim. Because other people can see him, help him out. So therefore he's Chayiv and tzitzis.
Except
he can make the Brachman tzitzis. Okay. Moti Ani is I'll exclude Ksus Laila She'ein Mara Eitzel Acherim. She'ein Beria Eitzel Acherim. Nobody can see the pajamas. It's so dark. Nobody can see those pajamas. Therefore that's why a Ksusuma is Chayiv and a Ksus Laila is not Chayiv. Ve'edach, what does the other one do with all this? All this, how does he know all this? Nafkalei me'asher. Vidach asher lo darish. Okay? Very good. So, that statement, that if you hold Merushal and our kosher, that was not so really, really correct, because we didn't compare it to tzitzis at all. Now the Gemara says, Tanar Banan, bad, what does bad mean? Mido bad. Sheheshel butz. It has to be from linen. Bad, shechadashim, has to be new. Bad, sheheshazur, it has to be spun. Bad, shehechutin kafal shisha. Has to be each strand is made of 6 strands. Bad, shal yilbash shal chol imahen. You can't wear anything else when you're wearing big tikkun. You can't wear chol, nothing else. Amalei Avayel of Yosef, bishlami shal butz, hakamash melon, bad butz in, midyach min alam. Okay, fine. Only made out of linen. El bad, shish chadashim, chadashim in shchokim lo, what, they can't be old? For Tanya, shchokim kshirin. He said, worn out is okay. That might not be the best thing in the world. It's okay. Amar lei ul temecha, according to you, bad, sheichud and kafal shisha, that each strand has to be tied over 6 times, bad, chad l'chudei mashma, just the opposite. Bad means singular. So what do you mean 6 times? El achi kamar, begadim shenarben, bad, whenever it says bad, tzrichin shiyu, shel butz, chadashim, shezurin, has to be new, butz means linen, Shazurin spun, Shechutin kafal shisha. Yesh la mitzvah, yesh la ma'akev. It's a mitzvah, and it's also ma'akev. All this is ma'akev for the big day kahuna.
Sounds like shulchan aruch,
right? Yeah. Now, mimai dahar bar kitnahu. How do you know that it means linen, which means flax? How do you know it means that? How does bad mean that? So, Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Dover ha'olim en akarka, bad babad. It means things that come out of the ground in single stalks, like linen, like flax. That's what it means. Ema, imra, maybe it means wool. Wool also comes out like that. So now, umra, miftzal. Umra is, how do they translate miftzal?
Splits.
So kitanami miftzal. Flax also splits. Linen also splits. No, aydelikufsa miftzal. It only splits when you bang it. Otherwise, it doesn't grow like that. So therefore, it's only this and not wool. Ravina Amar, mehacha. Ravina brings a raya from here. It says, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, right? Pe'ere pishtim yiyu al rosham, which pe'ere means
turban.
The turban, exactly, the hat. Pishtan. What's pishtan? Linen. Yiyu al rosham. Umichnasei pishtan yiyu al masneim. It should be on your loins, your pants. Lo yachkiru biyaza. Okay? We'll explain what that means also. It means don't wear it in sweat. What does that mean? So, first of all, what do you see from here? That the big day kahuna are pishtan. It's a very shapasak in Yecheskel. Amalei Rav Ashi L'Ravina, the Asi Yecheskel Menalan. So until Yecheskel came along and wrote that, you say the pasuk is from Yecheskel. So until Yecheskel came along, how do we know that till then? So the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? Ha, Damar of Chista, Davazem, Mitaris Moshe Rabbeinu L'Lamadnu, Redivu Yecheskel Bambuzi L'Lamadnu. There's another one like that. The Torah doesn't say a word about this issue. And Yechazel came along and said, call Ben Nechar, any foreigner, Aro Lev, what's an Aro Lev? an apikoros, he's an oral lev. V'oral basar, or real bris milah problem, lo yovo el mikdashi, can't come into the base of mikdash. Who said that? Torah never said that. Ad shebo yecheskel minolam, till yecheskel came along, how did anyone know that? Ella, the answer is, gemara gemirila, it's a tradition. V'asa yecheskel v'asmei hakakra, and yecheskel came along and wrote it down. It was an old story. It was an old tradition. What? That's a carbon Pesach. That's a carbon Pesach. Good point. That's a carbon Pesach. This doesn't mean any carbon, any coin. Right? So the answer is, and it was a tradition, and they wrote down the tradition. That's all. How do you know an esrog is yellow? The answer is, halacha Moshe Mitzinai. What an esrog is. We don't know what it is. How do we know? It's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Okay, so what if somebody Yecheskel would have written that to an esrog? Didn't change anything. Before it was halacha Moshe, he wrote it down, that's all. Same thing over here. Everyone knew that an oral lev, oral basar can't do avodah. But Yecheskel came along and wrote it down. Now, my lo yichru b'yazah, what does that mean? So Amar Abaya, lo yachir makam shemazian. You can't put the belt on a place where you sweat. Kedetanya, k'shem chogrin, when you put your belt on, ein chogrin lo lamata mimasnehen, not below your loins, because that's not a clean place. Below the mile, me at the land, not under your armpits. It's also not a good place because that you sweat over there. Ella kineged atzila yidayin. It should be kineged your elbows.
That's where you wear the belt.
That's where you wear the belt. Kineged your elbows. Kineged your elbows? It's a drop above your waist. It's a drop above your waist.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap right above your waist. Where your elbow is, stand up. Put your elbow to your stomach. Not by your underarms, because that's too high.
Like
that's right. Very good. So what is the official translation of the word bad? I don't know. What does the word bad mean? Bad means linen. Officially? Right, so we have all these drushes, what it means. What does it really mean? I think it means linen. I think Mati's right. Yeah.
So till then, nothing?
That's like my answer. It was a tradition.
I stand down, but
right.
He's the first guy.
Yeah, to write it down, yeah.
But yeah. Was over.
Yeah, I know. It's almost all right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Party's over now.